Hey, welcome back. Thanks for tuning in. As always, it's really great to see you. You know, more and more of our conversations recently with our clients have turned towards retirement. You know, whether they're considering it in the near future or, you know, sometime down the road, a lot of our conversations recently have kind of focused in on this inevitable part of everybody's life, hopefully. You know, it's kind of strange too, because even family members of mine, and I'm kind of in that demographic myself with my friends, that we're starting to think about, okay, what does the future hold when I'm not working full-time plus?
Well, you're not alone, Ray. Every day in the United States, 10,000 people retire. So it's a big number for sure. So what we did is put together six things that you need to know if you're thinking of a retirement move.
Yeah, well, probably, you know, chief among those six items is to maximize your equity. You know, certainly you want to get the most you possibly can from the sale of your home. And truly the CMA, that's the comparative market analysis that we always talk about, is very important. Make sure that you confer with professionals in the field and look to see what is the best price and the best terms that you can gather when you go to settlement. But an important part of that is getting your house ready to maximize that equity. And what we've talked about before, of course, is doing those projects, you know, the flooring, the appliances, countertops, bathrooms, and so forth, to make sure that your house presents at absolutely the best when that buyer comes in, so you get that wow experience. That's going to maximize your equity.
Yes, for sure. The second one is to plan your timing, and it goes along with what you're saying, because whether you want to move in 3 months or whether you want to move in a year, you still have to plan it out. One part of maximizing that equity is thinking about the season you're going to be selling in. For sure, it makes a difference. So working with your real estate agent to let them know what your wish list is in terms of when you want to move, when you want to get into your new place, when you want to sell it, if you want to do it both at the same time or move first and then sell it as a vacant property, it all makes a difference. So definitely this is something that you do want to plan out.
Yeah, it's, you know, and number three is the coordinating the logistics, of course, which is when do you want to sell? Meaning that do you have to sell first before you can purchase, or can you purchase, which a lot of times we find gives you a lot of benefit because you're not in that hurry, you're not in that push. You have an opportunity to move things gradually to a new property, but you also are able to kind of get the house that you're selling, perhaps where all your equity is tied up, getting that ready for sale. You know, sometimes, you know, it's that delayed settlement as well. We may have a situation in which that you need to stay in the house a little longer because of the seasons. If you're going somewhere where the market is truly seasonal, you know, maybe you have to delay a little bit on your move. So sometimes we use those rent backs, right? Those seller rent backs are very important to our marketplace. And then, you know, just again, the coordination with all the factors on getting both properties to settlement, if that's what you're choosing to do. If you're buying, you know, and selling within a short period of time, there's a lot of logistics there, primarily with the lenders and with the title companies, certainly with the real estate agents, that need to be really planned ahead.
Yes. The next one is understanding the cost of living differences. And this is a big one for the emotional part as well as the financial decisions that you have to make. You want your transition to be as easy as possible. And part of that is understanding what you're getting into, especially if it's out of state.
Yes.
Though we will say we've helped people retire from west moving east, from east moving west. There is a difference in how much electricity costs, water costs. It's even in Northern Virginia, there is a difference between Reston and Percival, let me tell you. So be prepared, find out these things because they're actually gonna help your move to go a lot easier is what we're saying.
Yeah, and sorry, the taxes are one of those things too we've talked about recently where some of the states, our local states here, surrounding states are actually asking you to prepay your property taxes ahead of time. Could be a big, big burden if you're not thinking about that.
Yes, right? And one example we had is a client who moved to Florida. Now they don't have any sales tax in Florida, but what they do have is a lot higher condo fees and insurance on condos and on your homes down there because of the hurricanes and everything that's coming. They weren't expecting that. But all these things do play into you adjusting into your move. And so that's what, again, your real estate agent helps you with all that information.
Yeah, well, the benefit is many areas are much less expensive than Northern Virginia. So if you're leaving Northern Virginia, it's gonna be probably a little less expensive.
Yes.
Well, to kind of summarize all this, number 5 point is so, I think, so much like a cumulative, which is just simply to have a plan in place and not sell with emotion. And truly, it's hard to do. You know, as we talk to some of the potential retirees, they're excited about where they're going. They may have taken a trip this last year and say, gosh, I'm never going to go back, but we have to in order to sell our property. That's a very emotional decision. Certainly go through it, understand all the pieces, you know, tax rates, things like personal property tax, you know, things like that. Make sure that you have a plan, a well-established plan, and just don't make an emotional decision to go scurry off in the night.
Yes. And the last but most important, make all these decisions and plan with professionals. We're here for you. We know agents all across the U.S. that can help you with your move if you are moving out of state. So all these decisions that you, questions you might have, decisions you have to make, make sure you talk with someone. We are always here for you. If you're moving from the Northern Virginia area, for sure, reach out to us. We have all our contact information below.
Yeah, and you know, that includes, I mean, certainly from an accounting standpoint, you know, the recommendation for a CPA in the area that you're going to, financial planning, as we've talked about it in the past. So getting those professionals together, but of course, chief of those are your real estate agents. Well, as always, we really hope that the time you spend with us each week feels productive. We know that we're trying to bring information to you that, you know, is current and that we see kind of like the agents on the street approach.
Yes. So we appreciate you being here. Until next time.
See you next week.
Bye. Bye.